WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Riley Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There is now one person for each of the open positions in this November's local elections. The latest filing is for the College Station School Board position being vacated by the retirement of Valerie Yokin. The first to file for the position is Geralyn Nolan, who was a member of last year's CSISD Path to 25K committee. A Saturday night crash in front of the Bryan Municipal Course killed the driver. Police report a pickup on Villa Maria left the roadway and struck an oak tree. The driver, who was partially ejected and was crushed by the overturned truck, was identified as Scott Everett Johnson. Officers thanked multiple unknown witnesses who rolled the truck off the victim before medics arrived. No one else was in the truck. A woman arrested for drunk driving following a crash on OSR near Normangy Friday night is also accused of stealing a DPS patrol car. The DPS news release states a Madison County deputy who was also at the scene gave the trooper a ride during a 3-mile pursuit. The trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, which disabled the car. No injuries were reported. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County Jail. Last week's College Station City Council meeting included concerns raised by homeowners in the Nantucket subdivision who wanted to be notified about future commercial zoning across the freeway but weren't because of the roadway. Planning and Development Director Lance Sims say they do two things as a courtesy.
If a neighborhood, an HOA or a neighborhood association is registered with the city, they have to be registered with the city. We'll typically send out a notice to that HOA.
Sims says they also, as a courtesy, have been installing signs and have recently started placing multiple signs when property proposed for a change in land use development is located at an intersection. Governor Abbott has issued his list of state lawmakers who are supporting him on special session legislation.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley, Charles Schwartner and Lois Colcourse, are totally behind the governor. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list of 19 special session topics are Brazos County State Representative John Rainey and Kyle Cassell, and Representative Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Rainey on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he's somewhat in agreement with city and county officials who oppose the governor's attempt to cap the increase in property tax revenue without a public vote.
I don't know why we should be in the business of taking care of setting some kind of balance for that when it is a strictly a local issue.
Cassell, also on The Infomaniacs, has heard from city and county officials.
Why are we not discussing public education funding? I think that has a bigger implication on the property taxes. That's where the problem arises.
The governor mentioned Rainey and Ashby 5 times each and Cassell only once. Representative Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Burleson, Grimes, and Washington counties, is mentioned in 12 of the governor's 19 news releases. A link to those news releases are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW news time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 74 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs are their top priority. You can contact Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. System covers much of the country. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy, with a low of 70 to 75. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95. Some moisture heads our way tomorrow night. We'll cloud up. There could be a shower, 70 to 75. Clouds Wednesday, the chance for some showers or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers fell to the Acadiana Cane Cutters on the road yesterday. Meanwhile, Jeff Bagwell and Pudge Rodriguez are now in the Hall of Fame, finally. And Ronaldo is in court for tax evasion. We'll take a look at all the details of that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So it took like seven tries for Bagwell to get in?
I think so.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, well, he certainly deserves it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I'll go see if I can dig up the article of they took all the trades in Major League Baseball history and looked at what you gave up and what you got on both sides, and I think that overall was the best or most one-sided trade in history. Number two, the most one most one-sided trade in history, because after all, he was in the Boston organization, and who did he get traded for?
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, and who was that guy, and whatever happened to him? So, anyhow, I was looking at, we had the guy on, one of our correspondents was in Cooperstown on Friday, and we had some audio from him. And, I mean, that is a little bitty town.
It is.
It's like 1,800 people live there or something
that. And it's one of those towns, it's really bizarre, because I've been during, like, off-season.
Yeah.
So, and it's a ghost town. I mean, there's no one, you know, it's kind of one of those little summer towns. So if you go not in the summer,
right,
half the shops are closed.
Okay.
No one lives there.
Interesting.
It's really bizarre, because it's near where my parents are from.
Okay.
And so we've gone, and, you know, the museum will still be open in a couple of shops. But if it's not summertime, or there's not, you know, baseball going on somewhere, that it's really kind of weird.
Wow. The first five people elected to the Hall of Fame back in 1936, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson. There are 323 plaques in the hall, 322 men and one woman.
Hey-o.
Did you know there was a woman in
I
there?
I don't think I did.
I didn't either. Effa Manley, the owner of the Newark Eagles baseball franchise in the Negro Leagues in 1935 to 1948 and treasurer of the Negro National League.
Okay.
So
cool.
There you are. There is one woman in there. So what are your regrets at the end of your life? Oh, here we go. It's Monday. You're just starting your week.
Oh, great.
But the University of Illinois, Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Northwestern University got together, studies that they studied the regrets of people late in life and found out that the most common involved romance and lost love, 18%.
Hmm.
I found that interesting.
Okay.
Family, 16%. Mm. Education, or maybe lack of,
right,
13%.
Man, I regret going to college.
I'm sorry I got that PhD. Yeah,
I think they're more regretting the debt.
It could be. Yes, yeah, true. Career, 12%. Finance, 10%, parenting at 9%, and health at 6%. So there are a lot of them that are pretty close together, with love and lost love and family only 2 points off,
right,
and about the same for education and career. Regrets about our relationships, 43% when you combine romance, family, and parenting.
Okay.
Well exceeded work and life concerns, 35% when you combine the education, career, and finance. So, yeah, those top three.
Take care of those relationships.
That's it. Most important. So, I guess, did we all see the pictures of the little kid who tromped through the wet concrete?
No.
Okay. Tennessee, two-year-old, went searching for her parents, walked through some wet concrete in the home's basement. Basements, folks in Texas, those are things that are under a house.
What's a basement?
Yeah, and, you know, people.
It's like an extra room.
Extra room. They put their washing machine down there, stuff like that. It's
the treadmill they never use.
That's right.
And
it's the kind of thing we don't have here.
If Pee Wee Herman taught us anything, the Alamo does not have a basement.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know he told us that.
That's from the movie.
Okay, I got you. So here, what happened was, and it's cool because the concrete company is the one who posted the pictures on Facebook. So Isadora Malloway is her name, and these little trails of footprints were left in the basement of her family's home when she went searching for her parents. You're going, okay, where are her parents, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. The post Who's said, watching the two-year-old?
Sure. Normally, we see cats and dogs run over a walk in concrete. This time, it was a little girl looking for her mom and dad. Well, what they had done is they'd finished the work, so mom and dad were outside with the workers looking through the window at the basement because you couldn't really see it if you went down because you'd have to walk in it.
Right.
Well, she goes down the steps at two,
wow.
Going down the steps. No kidding.
Good thing she didn't fall head first
yep.
into this concrete.
And so at first, her mom thought that, well, we'll just leave the footprints in there as a little memento of what
yeah.
Isadora did. But they decided not to. Instead, they had her put little footprints over in some little corner right
oh,
there.
Okay.
So she got a chance to mark the room so she can
little
show
memory.
That to people. Right. But anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting. And again, it's a basement,
yeah.
which we don't have
yeah.
around here. All right, fake news story on the internet claimed
oh.
that Facebook...
But it's on the internet.
I know, it must be true. That Facebook is close to reaching user capacity. Again, fake story. The story claims Facebook, which recently hit 2 billion active users, would soon run out of room for new accounts and profiles. And the only way that the new accounts could be created was if the company shut down the accounts of deceased users.
Oh, yeah.
Bogus story.
Of course, it's
fake news.
Yeah.
Fake news.
So they're not running out, and it'll be just fine. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so I've got a soap opera sword story for you today.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can find all the lands of Game of Thrones world on Google Earth.
Oh, okay.
There are 33 locations. Brad's day is now lost officially.
Yeah.
I'll be looking at those.
Google Earth.
33 locations, including medieval castles, maze-like gardens, rocky ports showing exactly where key scenes were filmed.
Okay.
LiveScience.com says it includes a bull ring in southern Spain. Also, that's the arena of... Marine, is that what that is?
Marine, yeah.
Marine,
yeah.
Okay. And then St. Dominic Street in Croatia is the Walk of Shame.
Yes.
Cersei mm-hmm. Lannister, is that who?
Cersei.
Okay,
Cersei.
Sure,
yeah.
Fine, okay.
Yeah.
In fact, many of the king's pivotal landing scenes were filmed in Croatia. The crew also visited Iceland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Spain. But fair warning, if you're just catching up now, the Google Earth Game of Thrones gallery contains spoilers
Ooh.
Through season 6. And where are we? Are season 8 now?
Something like that. Yeah, we're deep into it.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But, I was wondering, you know, I'm glad you cleared it up that it's like where they were filmed because
yeah.
I was like, Westeros doesn't exist.
Okay.
So
well,
we're going to find that on Google Maps.
That's kind of cool, though. That's fine.
Yeah, so you can see that. And if you do watch, you know, TV shows that are filmed someplace else, you want to go see where that is.
Yeah.
That's out there. So kind of while we're talking about Google Earth, Beryl Turton passed away back in 2015, but is still alive and well in the virtual world. Us Weekly reports that her daughter, Denise Underhill, was missing her late mom. She decided just kind of to take a peek at the old home on Google Earth. Well, instead of a new paint color or updated shrub, she saw her mom watering her garden, just like she always did. What happened to be, you know, that the day that the Google car was going by
right.
and took the picture, mom was outside.
Oh.
Now, her face is blurred.
I don't think I've ever seen... Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen a person
yeah.
in one of those pictures.
Occasionally
oh, yeah.
you can find those. But anyway,
okay.
her face is blurred out. But she said that was really kind of cool. And
I feel like I would have been kind of freaked out
a little,
for a second.
Well, again, and the fact that she was just going in there to
right.
see
the old house
just
yeah.
to think about it.
There was a woman in Australia a couple of years ago who got in trouble for flashing the Google Earth camera.
Oh, yeah,
so,
very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, 718 Infomaniacs, you can call us, text us, 979-695-1620. Use the area code if you're going to text. Double dipping. Often frowned upon.
Especially by George Costanza.
That's right, exactly. The act of actually putting that half-eaten chip back into the communal dip
mm-hmm.
is not actually as bad as we thought.
Oh.
As long as you are with people who you have already saliva bonded with.
Oh.
Saliva bonding.
Saliva bonding.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, a researcher from Massey University, I don't even know where Massey University is,
yeah.
says you're certainly transferring some bacteria and viruses in your saliva when you double dip. The question then becomes, is this a big deal? Look around the room. If you are exclusively with people who you've already swapped saliva with by kissing or sharing food or drinks or pacifier cleaning, family and very close friends, then it's not a big deal. Okay, so in other words, if you're with the family and you are saliva bonded with them, then it's safe.
But it makes a big deal from time to time. Like if, say, the person is sick, you may have saliva bonded with them in the
past.
That's
also true.
But you don't want to do it when they've got a cold.
Absolutely. No double dipping. Just break and take. You know, break your chip.
Yeah. That's right. And then, yeah.
If you want to dip more than once.
Break and take. I like that.
I haven't heard that before. Yeah. All right. Later on this morning, next half hour, actually, the foods of the Texas State Fair.
Mm.
We're going to do that. The foods of the Texas State Fair.
Always one of my favorite segments on Clip Howard Show.
Well, and amazing the things that they can do. And I think, he usually goes and tries to review those.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
If you proudly drop your greasy pizza delivery box in the recycle bin after polishing off the leftovers, apparently you are not helping Mother Earth.
Oh.
According to Philly.com, used pizza boxes cannot be recycled.
Oh.
Yeah. Who knew?
Interesting.
Why not?
Experts at Stanford, so it must be true, offers this explanation. Pizza boxes are made from corrugated cardboard. However, the cardboard becomes soiled with grease and cheese and other foods once the pizza has been placed into the box. And once soiled, as they say, the paper cannot be recycled because the paper fibers will not be able to be separated from the oils during the pulping process. Food, a major source of contamination in the various paper categories. So, now, they go on to say that donut boxes are among the paper products that also should not be recycled, as well as paper containers that have been, again, soiled.
Soiled.
What a strange word to use.
That's, I don't think of cheese and grease. I think of other things. Soiled.
So, what do we, are we going to have recycling police? Is that it?
Right. How do they, somebody going through and digging through and taking the soiled pieces out?
Are we going to make a law out of this?
And what are you going to do with the pizza box now?
Right.
Or that maybe that's it.
Throw it
maybe
away.
Maybe as long as it hasn't been squashed, the top half of the box is fine to recycle.
Good point.
So that could that could make you feel good about yourself.
So now I have to tear my pizza box apart to recycle it?
Chelsea, it's about
it's
saving the earth.
It's a lot of work.
It's about saving the earth.
Of course, if you live in the country, you can just burn it and you'd be fine.
That's exactly what it probably burns better because it's got the grease
on it.
That's right.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 20. 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a three-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Coming up on 7:25, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So Nissan's upcoming next-generation Leaf car will introduce a new feature called the e-pedal, which will allow for a single pedal to be used for accelerating and braking. Is that a good thing?
How?
Allowing people to drive with just one pedal. It's just like driving a bumper car. Their PR department explains, with the flip of a switch, the technology turns your accelerator into an e-pedal, allowing drivers to accelerate, decelerate, and stop using the e-pedal. E-pedal technology is the world's first one-pedal operation that allows drivers to bring the car to a complete stop, even on hills, stay in position, and resume driving instantly. In heavy traffic and during city commutes, drivers will greatly reduce the need to shift from one pedal to the other, making your device, it says here, simpler.
It doesn't sound like it.
And more engaging.
Yeah.
Well, again, now I'm thinking that's one more reason that people wouldn't be able to steal the cars. You know, now it's because they can't do a manual shift. Now, if they don't understand an e-pedal. But it sounds like you have to flip a switch, which means there is an extra step there.
Yeah.
And if you're smoking, eating a famous bowl, and texting at the same time, where's the free hand to
right.
flip the switch?
How are you supposed to do that?
Got to be a lot more to this.
Yeah.
They make it sound pretty simple, but just the flip of a switch sounds a little bothersome. Because we know that people really don't pay attention when they drive.
Yeah.
And this is one more thing for them to do that would... Anyhow, we'll see if Nissan wants to give us more information on that. In the meantime, pretty nice weather out there. Let's have a look at that. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. The weather? Yep, it is. It's pretty good stuff today. At least for right now. It's going to get warmer, going to get up to 96, but the winds are going to be out of the northeast, and so the humidity will be down today. Look for a low temperature tonight, around 74 degrees. And then tomorrow is warm, but Wednesday kind of ends up changing the deal because we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers, and really for the balance of the week, we'll have a chance of showers with highs only around 91 or 92, so a whole different feel. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 6, 79% relative humidity. We have fair skies. Believe it or not, it is 73 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so last October, Donald Trump opened the Trump International Hotel in Washington near the White House. It was a grand old post office that had long been vacant. Trump signed a 60-year lease with the feds in 2013 and then spent more than a couple hundred million dollars to turn the building into a luxury hotel. Now, ever since he won the election, Democrats have been trying to turn that hotel into a political liability for Trump. They claim that it's unconstitutional for President Trump to have any connection with the hotel, even after he divested himself of day-to-day involvement with his company. The Democrats continue to complain and whine and moan. Last week, the Government Services Administration, a GSA, which oversees federal properties, sent Donald Trump Jr. a letter. It said the property is in full compliance with federal law because Trump Sr. will receive no direct proceeds from it while he is POTUS. The letter also said the deal has benefited the government. By the time the hotel opened, it had already generated over $5 million in income to the government, which had been losing millions each year on the property. Now, that should be the end of the story, but it's not, because the Democrats are still fuming. Now they're complaining that even though Trump won't benefit from the deal while he's president, he will after his term ends in 2024. There's no pleasing these people, ever, which is why It really is best to ignore them, folks. Life gets so much better when you do.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police thank multiple unknown witnesses to a crash who rolled a pickup off the driver. This was on Villa Maria in front of the municipal golf course. Investigators determined the truck was going at a high rate of speed when it jumped the curb and sidewalk. The truck slammed an oak tree with enough force that the tree, with a trunk 3 feet in diameter, was severed and moved about 30 feet. The driver, identified only as Scott Everett Johnson, was killed. No one else was inside the truck. An East Texas woman is accused of driving away from a DWI arrest in a DPS trooper's patrol car. This was Friday night following a crash on OSR near Normandy. According to a DPS news release, the driver slipped her handcuffed hands from her back to her front. After she drove away, a Madison County deputy who was on the scene gave the trooper a ride. The trooper fired an undisclosed number of shots, disabling the car about 3 miles from where the pursuit began. No one was injured. 31-year-old Bridget Cast of Longview was taken to the Madison County Jail on charges of DWI, felony evading, and felony unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. The start of a second week of filing for this November's local elections finds all races have one candidate. Filing for College Station School Board is Geraldine Nolan, who was one of 16 parents who served last year on the district's Path to 25K committee that preceded the work of a boundary adjustment committee. Nolan, who has 3 children, has filed for the CSISD position now held by Valerie Yokin, who has announced she is not seeking a 4th term. The only state requirement when there is a proposed land use change inside a city is notifying property owners within 200 feet. That's unless a road gets in the way, which is what happened with a rezoning at last week's College Station Council meeting.
Is there a way that exceptions can be made in instances like that? So the signs across the street, but they didn't get the notification.
Councilwoman Linda Harvell's question drew a 2-part response from Planning and Development Director Lance Sims. He says HOAs and neighborhood associations that are registered with the city are automatically notified.
The other thing we do is physically put the signs out. We don't have to do that, but we physically put the signs out on the properties too.
Changing the land use north of the Texas World Speedway was one of 4 city-initiated requests to add more property that could be used for general commercial applications in the future. A homeowner in what is otherwise a quiet neighborhood in Liberty, northeast of Houston, is in jail for having way too many tires on his property.
Officials in Liberty County had received complaints that thousands of tires were stacked at the home of 52-year-old Robert Piver. He had been issued a notice on June 1st that he was violating a fire protection order and was given 30 days to remove nearly 10,000 tires. Piver ignored the order and an extension and was arrested Friday. He has a felony charge of illegally dumping over 1,000 pounds and a misdemeanor charge of violating a fire marshal's order. Officials say that the neighborhood in which Piver lives is well kept otherwise. David Burrell, TSN News.
Supporters of Governor Abbott's special session legislation have been recognized.
The two state senators representing most of the Brazos Valley were named in each of the governor's 19 news releases on his website. Missing from most of what's been nicknamed the governor's naughty or nice list are three of the four state representatives covering most of the Brazos Valley. Kyle Cassell's name is mentioned only once. His name was not listed, among other things, about teacher pay raises. On WTAW's Infomaniacs, Cassell says it's currently an unfunded mandate to local districts.
You can't force these counties that are working with less money, you know, especially the Chapter 41 schools that are sending so much money back. Where are they going to come up with $1,000 for each teacher in their system?
John Rainey's name was mentioned by the governor five times, also on the Infomaniacs. Rainey says he does not know why the state should be in the business of setting property tax rates for cities and counties.
The big driver in all of property taxes is public schools, and we over here in the legislature in the last number of sessions have funded public schools at a lesser and lesser rate, so therefore it's obvious that they have to pick up the slack with local school tax. So here we are complaining about property tax increase, but at the same time being one of the causes of it.
Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties, was mentioned by the governor five times, while Leighton Schubert, whose district includes Grimes, Burleson, and Washington counties, was mentioned 12 of 19 times. A link to the news releases is online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to join us as we stuff the bus all over town August 7th through the 11th. Find us at C&J Barbecue on Texas Avenue August 7th, at Taco Crave in downtown Bryan on the 8th, Grub Burger Bar on August 9th, Chick-fil-A Bryan on the 10th, and our finale at HEB Tower Point on August 11th. Your donations help local children start their school year off right. For event times and a list of needed supplies, visit jlbcs.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Good morning, it's 7:38, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is going to bring us sunshine today. System covers much of the country. Temperatures will be 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy, a low of 70 to 75. Partial sun for tomorrow. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95. Some moisture heads our way tomorrow night. We'll cloud up. There could be a shower, 70 to 75. Clouds Wednesday, the chance for some showers or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Bombers' loss to the Cane Cutters last night. The Sol coach Trey Porras get tossed after a controversial home run call. Meanwhile, Bernhard Langer has won his 10th senior major title after claiming the Senior British Open. And Ronaldo answered questions in court this morning regarding his alleged tax evasion. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So going back to the news, this guy in Liberty, Texas with 10,000 tires, right?
Where do they come from?
Well, and they don't get there slowly.
No.
I mean, at some point it would seem like, I don't know, when you get beyond 20 tires, people might take note.
Yeah.
Official. Well, and again, it said in an otherwise well-kept neighborhood.
Right.
I'm not sure what that means, but. You know, I guess lawn mowed.
Maybe they have an HOA.
Could be.
Apparently, 900 tires counts as still well kept.
I guess, yeah.
Once you hit a certain
maybe
point.
Maybe they started in the backyard where people couldn't see them.
I guess.
And then by the time they got to the front yard, he was already, you know, at a pretty high number.
Uh-huh. Right. And I don't know, Liberty, that's.
Maybe they thought it was an art project.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's. Liberty is pretty much East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're different over there. You know, did he paint them or any of them painted possibly?
Maybe it was an art project.
It could have been because, you know, I've seen white tires around people's trees and stuff in their yard before.
Sure. And you can make little gardens out of them.
Right. My time over in East Texas, I saw a lot of people who had those, as a matter of fact.
We can
tractor
only
tires.
Hope this guy was doing that.
But anyway, 10,000 of them.
Yeah. Hey, we do have some breaking news that just came in.
Okay.
The College Station Police Department, they're currently searching the area around the utility center for potential burglary suspects. They have shut down the entrance into the utility center off of Graham Road in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. They are thinking that someone might be armed. So that whole area has been kind of all started around 5:30 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But that entrance is shut down. Another notice will be sent out as soon as the area is safe and open to the public.
Okay, so you basically know where that is right there. That's Birmingham and what was
and Graham
and
Road.
Graham Road. Yeah, okay. Got it. All right, stay away
from
we'll
keep
there.
You updated. Yeah.
Right.
And probably going to have to, if you're in that part of the world and that's how you get to work, then you got to find another way today.
Yep.
All right. So, and then, then you had the other story. At what point, as you contemplate doing something that is definitely illegal, in that risk and reward thing, do you decide that it's okay to steal the DPS trooper's car?
Oh, because, my gosh.
You know.
Also, how flexible is this woman?
Well,
she somehow got her handcuffed hands in front of her.
Okay, yep. I don't know how that
double
happens.
Double jointed?
Could be.
You know.
Could well be. And again, maybe he has really long arms.
Really skinny and long arms.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you have a point there, Scott. Like, when do you go, well, I'm invested this far. Might as well take the whole car.
First of all, you're going to be recognized pretty easily.
Yeah.
Okay. My guess is they probably have tracking devices on them.
Yep.
Fair to say. And then you decide to go ahead and go as the trooper is apparently shooting at the car.
Right.
In an attempt to disable it in some way, shape, or form.
She gets 3 miles. It's
yeah.
pretty impressive.
I guess so.
With handcuffed hands.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's the other thing is, of course, then you can't keep your hands at 10 and 2.
No, absolutely not. Very unsafe.
And they're firing at you.
And you're drunk.
Yeah. So
because she was arrested for DWI.
Yeah.
So this is like,
point.
What, the quadfecta?
With courage, let me tell you.
By then, maybe the adrenaline had taken the alcohol completely out of that part of her brain.
Maybe.
She's living on adrenaline. All right, by the way, tonight, it's sci-fi week, you know, now, Sharknado week.
Ooh.
I didn't know until Saturday morning. I'm casting about on the interweb. I had not heard the line, make America bait again. I had not heard that.
I hadn't either.
Okay, well, Sharknado week on Sci-Fi Channel with not one but two movies starring Tara Reid.
Finally.
Tonight's masterpiece is Mississippi River Sharks, in which sharks attack a fish rodeo on the Mississippi River, and it's up to a group of locals to stop them. My thought is that probably the residents of Mississippi will not be portrayed in the most positive light.
Probably not.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So are they extending Shark Week kind of in a sense with that, or did somebody just miss an opportunity and they're picking it up the next week?
No. I think they want to stand alone.
Okay,
they don't
right.
want to be competing with Shark Week. They want to have Sharknado Week. And speaking of choices, oh, my goodness. Sure you'd like to watch Sharktopolis versus Whale Wolf.
I mean, who doesn't want to watch that?
Channel tomorrow night. And all that is Sharknado Week. But the Discovery Channel is also running the two-hour premiere of Manhunt Unabomber, the series of the real story of how Ted Kaczynski's 17-year reign of terror was finally brought to an end. So, I mean, you can watch the Sharknado movie. You can watch that.
So many options.
Mm-hmm. There is good news. You can watch them both because Sharknado film is on 2 hours earlier than the Unabomber premiere.
Oh, good.
Okay.
With Sci-Fi putting on a very special feral fungi opposite the Ted story.
I don't know. Feral, how will I choose?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
DVR, you know.
Just saying. Well, I had not heard Make America Bait Again, but I think that's
hilarious.
All right, there are three really uninteresting and unexciting towns that have now joined forces. The towns of Boring, Oregon and Dull, Scotland.
Oh.
Have become sister cities. They did that back in 2012. Now they have invited the community of Blandshire, Australia, to
nice.
Join them. Officials say the relationship between Dull and Boring has boosted tourist trade.
I'm sure.
Yes, because, you know, after all, people want to be there.
Yeah.
Dennis Malloy of Dull, Scotland, says the relationship with the two towns has created this real feel-good factor in the communities. The trio now looking to invite other similarly named towns. Dennis said that we have found ordinary and dreary both in America, and we think they may be able to fit right in. So
it is funny how it drives tourism because we literally go, just how boring can this place be?
Sure.
Let's
gotta
go check
there.
It out.
You got to be there and spend a little bit of money.
Buy
while
a coffee
you're there
mug.
To do that.
Hopefully
yeah.
they surprise you, and hopefully it's not like, well, this is a aptly named town.
Didn't happen. Well, again, and there may be other towns that they haven't been able to find yet that would fit right into that
right.
little middle thing going
Snoresville,
on.
USA.
Yep, 746.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Some of you, I never knew my grandparents, but Mr. and Mrs. Hope became something like surrogates to me. I guess they were friends technically, but they treated my mom, my siblings, and me as part of their family. Some of my fondest childhood memories are visiting with Grandpa Hope, as we called him. He would sit in a big recliner in his garden atrium, playing checkers with us kids, and, like any good grandfather, lose on purpose, often enough to build our self-confidence. Looking back on those days now, I realize that something powerful was taking place there. Grandpa Hope was investing himself into the lives of the people around him, even me, a little 5-year-old boy. He used something as simple as a game of checkers to show me that I mattered. His mere presence was an affirmation that I was worth somebody's time. I'm looking forward to becoming a grandpa myself someday, but if you're already enjoying those years, keep my Grandpa Hope in mind. You have a unique opportunity to pass on important lessons about life, faith, and family. Children thrive when their grandparents find ways to connect with them and take an interest in their lives. If your grandkids live far away, do the best you can through phone calls, texts, or written letters. Your influence can reverberate throughout your family for generations. All you really have to do is just be there. It's as easy as a game of checkers. To thrive as a grandparent, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Day.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, out in Youngsville, the Brazos Valley Bombers dropped one to the Acadiana Canecutters 8-2. Coach Trey Porras was tossed from the game after a controversial home run call put the Canecutters ahead 3-2 in the sixth. The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight to face the Victoria Generals, and you can catch that action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball inside third, base hit down the left field line. Mazzara gets to third. Adrian going to second. He's got a double for 3,000.
Adrian Beltre got his 3,000th career hit with a double in the Texas Rangers 10-6 loss to the Orioles. The 38-year-old third baseman became the 31st player to reach that milestone in the big leagues and the first from the Dominican Republic to do it. Beltre is in his 20th season in the majors. The Rangers hope to avoid a three-game skid when they start a new series with the Mariners tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Detroit, Justin Verlander pitched six scoreless innings in what could be his last start with the Tigers, beating the Houston Astros 13-1 yesterday. The Astros hope to turn it around when they start their series with the Rays tonight. First pitch for that one is at 7:10 p.m. In Cooperstown, Pudge Rodriguez was enshrined into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday. Here's Pudge.
I played for the Yankees, the Astros, the Nationals, the Marlins, the Tigers, and of course, the Texas Rangers. Their wonderful scout, Sandy Johnson, Manny Batista, Luis Rosa, Omar Minaya discovered me at the age of 16, and I spent 15 of my professional life with them. I grew up there, and I'm proud to wear the cap forever in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
He was joined by longtime hopeful and former Astro Jeff Bagwell. Bagwell said the feeling was incredible.
This is actually really an unbelievable day. I'm so humbled to be here. To be surrounded by some of the greats that ever played this game. I mean, guys you see on TV, guys you read about and all that, and I'm standing up here and kind of sitting in the background just watching and just trying to figure out what's really going on.
Tim Raines, former Commissioner Bud Selig, and front office guru John Schuerholz were also inducted into the hall. More than 27,000 fans showed up in Cooperstown for the ceremony. Meanwhile, prosecutors are accusing Cristiano Ronaldo, reported to be the world's highest-paid athlete, of evading $17.3 million in taxes. He appeared at a Spanish court this morning where he was facing allegations of tax evasion. He had been expected to make a statement after the pretrial hearing, but left without saying a word. Ronaldo, who's 32, is the latest in a string of soccer players to be pursued by the Spanish tax authorities. Out on the links, despite battling a sore throat and playing in difficult weather conditions, Bernhard Langer has won the Senior British Open. Sunday's win happened in rain and wind, but it was 59-year-old Langer's 10th senior major title and his record 5th in the last 10. He beat American Corey Pavin by 3 strokes. And in Long Pond, Kyle Busch used a bump and run on Kevin Harvick to take the lead and held on to snap a 36-race losing streak and win the NASCAR Cup race at Pocono Raceway on Sunday. Busch won for the first time this season in the number 18 Toyota and won for the first time ever at Pocono. Busch had led more than 1,000 laps this season entering the race. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Want to be cool in a cool car? Then get your car's air conditioner fixed at Pete's Auto Care. Pete's Auto Care is a state-of-the-art facility for auto repair and maintenance. And the guys at Pete's are fast, friendly, honest, and just plain good at car repairs. So be cool in a cool car this summer. Get your car's air conditioner running like a champ. Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Blinn College. Pete's Auto Care.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
I get a chance to talk to Jen Zweiker just about every week. She comes in here and she gives us tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff like that because she's an expert. In fact, the entire team over there at Zweiker & Associates are experts when it comes to real estate. Whether you're buying or you're selling, it doesn't matter. They know what you need to know to get your house sold or to find the house that you want to buy that's going to be the house that you want to live in for many years to come. It's very easy to get in touch with them. All you got to do is check them out online. ZARealestate.com is where you do it. They have the tips and tricks you need to help upkeep your house if you're looking to sell it and maybe you're not around. Things that'll make the house stay in good condition so that people want to buy it when they're looking to buy a house. If you're looking to buy, they know the market inside and out so they can help you find what you're looking for in a price range that is going to be comfortable for you. Check them out. They are the experts and the ones you want to talk to. ZARealestate.com is where you go to get in touch with Jen and the team. That's ZARealestate.com to get in touch with Zweiker & Associates.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, 2.5 million visitors each year go to the State Fair of Texas.
I have never been.
Is that
me
right?
Neither.
Yeah.
Oh. Me neither.
Well, I used to live closer when I was a little kid, and I went, but hadn't been in a long, long, long
time. Yeah, I've never been.
Lots of good food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. This year, these are the highlights from this year's new offerings include deep-fried chicken noodle soup on a stick, which pretty much sounds like it defies the law of gravity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll see. Deep-fried Fruit Loops.
Okay.
I know.
You can deep-fry anything.
Yes, so... for you craft beer snobs, there'll be Oreo beer.
Ooh.
Nice. I did a story on that on the bit of info a while back, and that was only supposed to be available like in Australia or something.
Well,
so that's pretty cool.
We'll see what happens. Also on the list is ramen grasshopper cookie, which raises some questions.
It does.
There's also the funnel cake bacon queso burger.
Nice.
I'm not sure exactly what that... I'm not sure how they do that, but... But we'll
Sounds
find out.
Delicious.
There's Pinot Noir popcorn as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Just saying, look for that. And then somehow they have a deep-fried breakfast cupcake.
All right.
Fried Texas dirt. I'm going to guess that the dirt is probably Oreo.
Oreo, yeah.
Beer-battered beef jerky.
Okay.
Tamale donuts.
Hmm. Yee.
Fried redneck wedding cake balls.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the redneck part is, but.
Yep. And then something called Fat Smooth.
Fat Smooth?
Fat Smooth is three delicious Belgian mini cream puffs on a skewer dipped in Café Dumont Beignet Batter.
Oh, okay.
Fried until golden brown, dusted with powdered sugar, and drizzled with chocolate and caramel.
I mean, it all sounds amazing.
Sounds pretty fat smooth.
So, there we go. That those would be the foods that will be, some people
featured.
Will be enjoying, mm-hmm. and I guess Cliff Howard will have us have some yeah. reviews for us and all that stuff. In the meantime, I guess we've got time for this. Why is soda measured by the liter?
Good question.
Because, you know, here's the deal. America, we're U.S. Americans, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't want to use the metric system. Quit jamming it down our throats.
Good yeah. point, yeah.
I mean, we want to use the imperial system. We've done it for a long time. Now, there are some things in the healthcare field. They pretty much use metric units to do cholesterol levels and to measure prescriptions and stuff. Mm. We do run in 5K races, all right? And that 215 on the number for the tires, that's the millimeter count. So there, and we used to use 8mm cameras back when that was quaint. We used cameras.
Back in the day, yeah.
But why then did we decide to go with liter bottles of soft drinks? Here's the reason. Pretty much until 1970, all soft drinks in U.S. America were sold in fluid ounces and gallons, mostly in glass bottles. But then when plastic came along, that was a smarter and safer way to do things. And it was at the same time when actually America was thinking about going into the metric system.
Okay.
And so then they decided, well, we'll make 2-liter bottles. That'll fit fine from a shipping standpoint. And since we're going to go metric, well, we didn't go metric. And by the time we knew that, they had already retooled their plants, and it didn't make any sense to go back. So that's the reason that we have leaders.
Now you know.
That's it. That's why you listen. It's 8 o'clock. WDAW, College Station.